Bibles with you this morning. Open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 3. You know, this weekend we're celebrating on tomorrow the Declaration of Independence, Independence Day. And it's when a nation came out of control of another. And it's kind of interesting that you and I have been brought out of the control of another when we came into the family of God, you know? Just tomorrow they'll set off fireworks and celebrate the 4th of July. And what the Lord was speaking to me about is the fireworks, the fire of the Holy Spirit works. Amen? Amen? And it's going to work in here today. Amen? This is healing, Miracle Healing Sunday. We believe God's going to heal. He's going to restore. He's going to do some things in hearts and lives. So we're just going to get the word because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if you look with me in Matthew chapter 3, verse number 10, the word of God says, "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water," speaking of John the Baptist, "unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Amen. The title of this morning's message is "The Fire Works." It works to baptize, to submerge. It works to purify, to sanctify. And it works to separate. Amen? Amen? According to his word. So let's lift the word and make a declaration today. And then we'll get and see what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us today. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Amen." Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in this place today. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, that you will speak through this vessel, Father God. May Carl get out of your way. And, Lord, I say today, just have your way. Have your way in every heart and life. Be glorified and magnified and exalted, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you said from the very beginning that we wouldn't leave in the same manner that we came. So, Lord, we give you praise in advance for everything you're going to do in this house today. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You know, when John the Baptist and he was baptizing, this was an outward thing that was being done. It was a ceremony almost like a baptism of repentance. But there's something that's getting ready to happen that they're prophesying about, and they're speaking about Jesus. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus, and Jesus is going to follow him. And so he says, "I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Amen. This fire works to baptize. To baptize comes from the Greek word baptizo. It means to be submerged in or immersed in or overwhelmed in. Okay? In other words, when you are baptized with water, you go down under the water and you're submerged in the water. And the same thing happens when you're baptized by the Spirit of God. You are overwhelmed with his Spirit. And it's like fire that comes. Look with me in John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Jesus is speaking. Verse number 5, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you that you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." In other words, that word, that baptizo, in Colossians 1:11, the Bible says there's a circumcision that's done without hands by the Holy Spirit. We are baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. All of a sudden, this isn't something that we do in the natural. This is something that takes place in the Spirit. Matter of fact, when the Holy Spirit came on the scene in Acts chapter 2, verse number 3, the Word of God declares, "And there appeared unto them clothed in tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them." It's kind of amazing that Jesus met Moses in a burning bush. Jesus led the children of Israel by fire by night and a cloud by day. He always comes in fire. Matter of fact, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, he says, "His word was like a fire that was shut up in my bones, and I couldn't hold it back." Amen. In other words, there's something in the supernatural that takes place when Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. The fire works. The fire works to immerse us in the things of God. Amen. Anybody with me here today? We're going somewhere today. You know that? God's going to do something in the house today. He's going to heal some people here today. He's going to set some people free today. He's going to encourage some people today. Amen. He's going to turn something around the adversary meant for evil. He's going to turn around and use it for glory. He's going to be the glory and the lifter of your head. Amen. He's going to put joy back into your heart and your life. All those things that the adversary has come to steal, God's going to give a turnaround. God's ready for the turnaround. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of the same old thing. I'm looking for something brand new. The mercies of my Lord are new every morning. Hallelujah. I'm looking for something new and exciting in the house today. Anybody with me? Hallelujah. See, he not only said that he would, the fire works to baptize us, but the fire also works to, excuse me. I lost my train of thought there a second. The fire works to purify us according to Matthew 3:10. It says, "How also we will take the axe and lay them to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Amen. When I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about the fire working to purify or to sanctify, you know that word sanctify comes from the Greek word hagiizo, and it means to make holy. We're being sanctified by his word. We're being sanctified in this house today. Everything we're going to do according to the word of God. Amen. So look with me in Matthew chapter 7. Verse number 19. Jesus said this. He said, "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." We speak all the time, we're purified by God's word. Amen. In other words, he's the Alpha to the Omega. He's Genesis to Revelation. This is my guidebook. Amen? This is the book that I follow. So if I follow this book, look with me in John 17. John 17. The Word of God says this. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them also into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. And he gave us the example as we're in him and he's in us. We're living according to his word. And what the Lord was saying to me, and I was thinking about being sanctified, being purified, being a set apart for his kingdom. And he took me to Psalms chapter 12, verse number 6. And it said this, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. In other words, it's not flawed. In other words, there's no flaw in his word. God said it and it became. We're living according to his word. We're being sanctified. We're the work, the fire works to baptize us into the body of Christ. The fire works to sanctify us. You know, the Word of God says, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. Now let me say something to you. Nowhere in God's word does it say to you that everything's going to be great. Hello? Nowhere does he promise you a rose garden that you're not going to go through some trying times in this walk with him. What he is saying to you and I, we're in this world, we're not of this world, and even though we go through things in this world, we do not go through them alone. When we feel overbeared and overburdened, it's because we try to do it in our own strength and not in his strength, because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. It's better to recognize that I have a weakness so his strength can be made perfect in it. In other words, sometimes I just got to plainly say, man, I can't do this, Lord. I need your help. Help, help. Help, and my help comes from the Lord. He is my very help in time of trouble. You know, in 1 Peter 1, verse 7 says, the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I was reminded when I was reading that of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And they looked and they weren't burned. And they looked and said, who is the fourth one there? It was the Son of Man. The Son of God was in the midst. And God is saying, many are the afflictions of his righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Hallelujah. Amen. He says to us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12, he says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. 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 You know, hey, nobody said that the walking with Jesus was an easy walk. But the rewards Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions, he said. Somebody said, but it doesn't matter what the house was like. The rich people didn't need them, just the poor people. Somebody thinks I don't listen. Hallelujah. We all need Jesus. Amen. He wants you to understand this Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, works to immerse you into the body of Christ. The working of the Spirit of God, the fire works to purify us. Amen. So when you're going through the furnace of affliction, hey, he says, when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, fear not. He says, when you're walking through, don't hang out in the valley. Amen. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I want to be a quick student. Teach me quickly, Lord. I don't want to stay in the valley very long. I don't know about you, but I like mountaintop experiences. Is that just me? Hallelujah. I like those mountaintops. But in life, you have the mountains and you have the valleys. You have the mountains and you have the valleys. But he says to you and I, you can say to this mountain, be removed. And every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we're not, we don't fight this battle without armor and without power. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the fire works to baptize us. The fire works to purify us. But the fire also works to separate us from the world. Turn with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We're in this world. We're not of this world. Amen? Now, I'm not in this world. I'm not of this world if I allow him to be myself to be immersed in the Spirit. I allow the fire of work in me in baptism. Let the fire work in me and the purification process, and let the fire work in me to separate me. Amen? In other words, I'm in this world, I'm not of this world. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 14, he says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion have light with darkness, and what concord have Christ with Belial or the devil, or what part have he that believeth with an infidel or an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. Amen. He isn't telling us to move. He isn't taking us to heaven yet. But we can witness heaven on earth, because as we walk with him and as we talk with him, we're in communion with him in heavenly places. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we're in this world, we're not of this world. So he says, the Holy Spirit or the fire will work to baptize, to purify, and to separate us from the world. You know, he says in his word, one day the world will be separated from us. Hello? Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. I'm like a kid in a candy store on Miracle Healing Sundays, because I just can't wait to get to the end, because I like to see the return. So it's very important for everybody to be here in the return. Hallelujah. But the Word of God says in Matthew 13, verse 40, he says he's going to let the wheat and the tares grow together. And verse 40, he says, and therefore the tares are gathered and burned, and the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of the kingdom of all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. there should be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You know, when he's speaking about this and he's speaking about the separation, this is the time of judgment. I want you to understand something with me. There's not many hell preachers, and I don't preach hell a whole lot, but I want you to understand as sure as there's a heaven, there's a hell. Amen? Amen? And the Word of God says there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, he reminded me of, and Luke, of the beggar and the rich man. A rich man lived sumptuously. He had everything he wanted. The beggar laid at his gate full of sores and waited for crumbs from his table. The Bible said the rich man died and was buried, and Lazarus died and was caught up in Abraham's bosom. The rich man cried and said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus. Allow him to dip his finger in water and place it upon my tongue because I am tormented in these flames. He said, there's a great gulf between you and I where neither I can come to you or you can come to me. He said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to warn my five brothers so that they don't come to this place of torment. He responded to him, they have Moses and the prophets. What makes you believe they would believe someone being raised from the dead? I want you to understand the fire separates. It says in Matthew 13, verse 47, the Word of God says, and again the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, it drew to the shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels and cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. They shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Man, when I think about that and I think of the suffering, that God's grace and mercy says no. Amen? I mean, he gives us every opportunity on this side. And I'm not trying to scare anybody into heaven, but I think that we ought to be scared out of hell. Amen? Amen? Because hell's a real place. Amen? He's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the beginning and the end. Every word he said, he meant. Amen? He didn't say it just for the sake of saying it. His words are pure. They've been purified 7 times. There's no flaw in them. Amen? Jesus means what God means what he says, and he says what he means. So when I look at this and I see that the fire works to baptize us into the body of Christ, the fire works to purify us, to sanctify us, to set us apart, and the fire works to sanctify us and separate us from the world, and one day the world will be separated from us. Turn me to Hebrews chapter 12, and I'll close. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 25. We're going to do that song first. You might as well stay seated for that. I'm going to do that song first. Hallelujah. Verse 25, see that you refuse not him that speaketh, for they escape not who refused him that spake on earth. Much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. He said that he would want to baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. So in closing today, what he is saying to you and I is simply this. The fire works. The fire works to baptize us, to immerse us in the things of God. You know, God will not take you any further than you want to go. He'll take you just as deep as you desire. If you just want to stay in the shallow water, he'll keep you in the shallow water like in Ezekiel chapter 47. Maybe you want to go a little deeper and get into it up to your knees. Maybe you want to get into it up to your waist. But maybe you want to get into it. It's overwhelming and overbearing in you. And that's the way God moves in the spirit realm. Amen. He'll give you as much as you desire. And as I was thinking about this, his fire works to baptize, his fire works to purify, and his fire works to separate. It all comes from Jesus. And as I was running this week, this song, for some reason, kept playing. It played like 3 or 4 times and wouldn't let go. And I want you to listen to the words of the song, and then we'll move from that. Okay. You believe that there's nothing and there is no. Put the words up, please. Who can make it right? And there is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary. Could you start at the beginning? Thank you. Crank it up just a little bit. Thank you. To everyone who's lost someone they love, long before it was their time, you feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all of the people with burdens and pains, keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus.
Oh,
Hallelujah. So in closing, here's what the Lord wants to do today. One, he said the fire works to baptize. And maybe you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe one time you're not.